Hey Metalmaniacs, this is Alvin from Berserker Legion and Asphyx, and you're listening to Death Metal Interview. Cheers!
Death Metal Interview.
A treat for all of the death metal fanatics or people listening from around the world. Listenable Records presents Berserker Legion, and we will have on the show guitarist, one of the guitarists, Alwin Zur, also of the band Asphyx, A-S-P-H-Y-X, the old school death metal band, right? And this is a band comprised of metal stars. I don't want to say a superstar band or a super band, but we have Frederick of Dark Funeral, we have James Stewart of Decapitated, Johnny Peterson of Massacre, and of course Thomas Ellefson, guitar player, right? All badass musicians. And of course our guest Alwin Zur of Asphyx, and now also of Berserker Legion, this brand new production by all these stars, right? So right now, let's listen to one of their badass newest videos by the same title of the album, Chaos Will Reign. We'll be right back. Chaos Will Reign, the brand new album for Berserker Legion. You guys can stream it, order it, purchase it, download it. Chaos Will Reign, R-E-I-G-N. Support the band, support the guys, and go ahead and download it and purchase it and keep metal alive. Melodic death metal band, Berserker Legion. And right now, let's speak to Alwyn of Berserker Legion. Enjoy. So where are you at?
I'm in the Netherlands. I'm based in the Netherlands.
Awesome. So how's the weather there?
Today it was really, really, really shitty. It was, I think it didn't stop raining at all. So, it's autumn is coming, and or the spring, I don't know, but the winter is coming, so a lot of rain. It's getting colder, but summer is over here.
Some people like the winter, some people don't like it, so it depends on the person, right?
I prefer summer, but not. You said you were based in Texas, right?
Yes, I'm in Texas. Horrible heat.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it's getting better now. Like you said, the autumn, the fall is coming in, and in the winter and all that, so yeah. things are changing. But yeah.
Fall is coming, yeah.
So before we get into your new album, how did this super group, I want to call it, how did this come together? I mean, all you guys are badass musicians, well-seasoned, awesome people on their instruments. How did this come together?
Well, yeah, many people use the term like supergroup. I'm not sure if we are a supergroup. Of course, we are musicians who play in maybe well-known bands like Hypocrisy, Dark Funeral. I play in S-Fix myself. But still, we are just guys who love to make metal, you know. And I always try to avoid the term supergroup.
Okay.
Many call us like that, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Actually, Berserk Legion was started by Thomas and by me. You know, Thomas, the guitar player from Hypocrisy. And actually, the first idea started 11 years ago when we did a show together, Hypocrisy and S-Fix. And then, you know, after the show, you drink a couple of beers. And always, when you have some beers, the best ideas come up.
Right.
And we were just, there was a good click between each other. You know, we were talking about music and our music preferences. And so we said to each other, okay, maybe one day we should do something together. And actually, that was it for that moment. And then it was quiet for many years. And until I meet him again and we talked about it again. Okay, maybe we really should do it. So I started to make some music here. He started to write some music in Sweden. We exchanged our songs and we really liked it.
Yeah.
So we kept on writing, and yeah, actually in no time we had like 11 songs, 10 or 11 songs ready, and we were thinking, okay, maybe instead of just please each other with our music, maybe we should bring this out, you know, record it, make it a real band.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm not even exactly sure, but I think it was around 2016 that we asked Johnny, James, and Frederick to join us. And I came up with a band name, and Berserker Legion was born. And we started to, to finish the new album and record it, which saw the light in 2020.
Yeah, the first album, yeah. Okay, yeah. So what's behind the name Berserker Legion? It's a badass name, though.
You mean the character, you mean?
The name and the character, yeah. What's the meaning there?
Yeah, well, first of all, when we decided that we would bring this a step forward to a band, of course, the challenge comes to, okay, we need a band name.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, after decades of music and metal, yeah, it's not easy to pick a name. And okay, but and I was thinking, okay, I want a word which expresses power in itself, you know, just a word like if you take, for example, obliterate, it's a word with power.
Yeah.
And the same is with berserk. I like that word, and I said, okay, something with berserk maybe. And then I simply thought, okay, we are with five members. So we are a legion. So, and then the name came Berserk Legion, and I thought it was powerful.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, I think it's a cool name. It expresses something. And now, you know, with the second album, more and more people get to know us. And yeah, I think it's a name that sticks in the head. And also when, because if you look at the character, when we were finished recording the first album, we needed an artwork, and I found a guy from Indonesia, which is very talented. Well, and I said, okay, we have a band, and the band is called Berserker Legion. Can you make an artwork? And we want to have a berserker in that artwork. You know, so he just started sketching, and then we came, with the first cover with the berserker and the guy kneeling in front of him. Yeah.
Wow, very cool. Cool story there. So, for people that don't know, you guys have a new album. It just came out today, October 27th. Yes. New album, second album, Chaos Will Reign, right? Are you excited? Yes. Are you excited for this album?
Yeah, absolutely, because it has been 3 years since we released the first album, Obliterate the Week. And to be honest, it came out in the most shittiest period possible, because we released it, I think, somewhere in February.
The pandemic, yeah.
Yes, and then we were ready to play live. We did one show in Sweden, and then the borders were closed, so we really never had the chance to promote that album. I think that album didn't get the attention what it deserved, because even on the first album, we worked really hard to get it done. And then, after the corona, it became quiet, and I didn't think about it to release a second album, Back then, I thought, okay, it was fun, but it's okay. But during pandemics, I kept writing in my house and got some new songs, which I first only recorded for me, because I like to compose music here. But then they turned out into songs which I thought, okay, these are powerful too. I have to. So I called Thomas and I said, hey, what about the second one,
Yeah.
And he said, well, why not? I have some new material. So we, it's just like the same album, we exchanged music, and then we wrote the whole second album, and I'm really excited that it's finally out, because it took us a lot of energy, stress, tears. It has been a heavy road to the album, but now I just saw some pictures of guys having the vinyls and the CDs already at home.
Wow.
And then, today is it's like the reward of all the hard work, because we worked on this album for 1.5 years, of course not constantly, but because we all live in different countries. Sometimes things just don't go that fast or smooth, I'm busy with S-Fix, Thomas did a lot of Hypocrisy touring, Frederick was really a lot on the road with Dark Funeral last year, and so we missed some deadlines, to be honest.
Yeah, everybody's busy, yeah.
Today it's like, okay, this is a reward day for me, I'm really excited that it's finally there, and still working a lot on promotion stuff, like this interview needs to be done as well, so I'm not done yet with the album, but
yeah, some
I'm excited and also very, very proud of this one.
Some people don't know the hard work behind an album, behind writing 10, 11 songs or 9 songs. People don't know it takes a lot of effort and sitting down with other musicians, sending files, email files, traveling for the recording, sleeping and feeling bad in the studio, feeling good, emotions, deleting parts, overdubbing, and there's a lot of work behind it, months and months, sometimes more, right? So it feels good. It must feel good to finally, like you said, see people out there pressing play on there,
it's absolutely a lot of work. And the things you just mentioned, you're not even talking about creating an artwork with the artwork guy.
When the artwork
is done, you need to think about the layout, you have a 20-page booklet which needs to be filled, so you have to make photos, you have to fill in the whole booklet and the back of the CD, the print on the CD, the LP layouts, and besides that, I had to make a lyrical video and also a normal music video, so it's a lot more than only writing the music.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's tons of work.
Yeah, it's absolutely, like I said, when we talked about a new record, to make a new record, it was February last year.
22, okay.
Yeah, so from the moment we decided to do a second album till today, you talk about 1.5 years. And like I said, it's not that you work on it every day, but, you know, we're all busy. We have families, houses, and other bands. And so what we do with Berserker, you have to all do it in between your already busy life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of sacrifice.
And myself, you know, I wrote 6 songs for the album, but I'm not the fastest songwriter. So one song can easily take me 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Before I'm satisfied.
Yeah, you're very special on your, or you want to make sure it sounds like the way you can hear it in your head. I understand. Yeah. Erase this.
Yeah,
erase
that. I want to. How do you say that? I want to give to music more than the average band you hear today. So I'm a really high demanding person on myself, and I think of everything I've wrote, only 20% goes through, and the rest I threw away because I have the feeling, hey, it looks like that. I heard that already. Yeah, you know.
That's good. That's quality. You want quality. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's also the power in Berserker Legion, that of course. It's nothing original because after decades of death metal, I don't think there is a way to be original anymore. But still, the things you write, you have to write as good as possible, that you are not one of those 1,000 bands, you know, but just give that little bit extra somehow.
From any of those songs, Alwin, that you wrote for Berserker Legion, you said some made it and some ideas did make it. Did you ever think of saving some of those ideas for Asphyx, or they were just
No. In my case, if you compare Asphyx to Berserker Legion, those are really opposites in death metal.
Yeah.
You know, all the melodies and stuff I write for Berserker Legion, I cannot use that in Asphyx because it's impossible.
Yeah.
You know, Asphyx is Asphyx. That's I always call it a primitive, old school, straight in your face death metal. You know, it's like if you turn an engine on, it won't stop until the until we say to stop it, or it's like a pounding death metal machine. And with Berserker Legion, there is much more variety in the songs. It's way more dynamic in riff structure. You know. When I write songs, because I'm a fan of both the old school simple death metal as well as that, especially that old 90s Swedish Gothenburg sound. You know those melodies. So in my songs, you really hear both.
Oh yeah.
You know, I can go from a really melodic and harmonic piece. I can go into an old bow thrower riff, for example. You know, and that's what I like about Berserker Legion. I think there is something in it for everybody.
How would you categorize Berserker Legion? It's death metal for sure, right? But I mean, what is there a special subgenre you would want to categorize it in, or maybe let the fans do that?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the fans think, but I always, in many interviews, I write down that like it's melodic yet brutal. You know, like there is a combination. Of the old Swedish melodic stuff, like old At the Gates, Eucharist, the old In Flames and stuff. And on the other hand, you hear that really pounding death metal. If you look at Bolthrower, or maybe even some Morbid Angel kind of parts, it's a real mixture between brutality and melody. And I'm not sure if there is a category for that, because you cannot put us in a corner melodic death metal, because it's not just melodic.
Yeah.
It's also not just brutal. It's the combination. So I think we are unique.
Right, for sure. For oh, yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Let the fans decide.
Right. So how about the lyrics? Who's the main lyricist in the band?
Yeah, Johnny's totally free in the lyrics, you know. If I look... in my case, you know, I write demo songs here in my house. You know, I have a laptop, I have a drum computer, so actually I write a whole song, music-wise. And that song, I sent it to Johnny and said, okay, what do you think? Give it a try, you know? And mostly he comes then with, he writes a lyric, he comes with a song title, and then he makes a kind of demo version with his focus on it, and he sent it back to me. And of course, because I write the song, I already have some ideas in my head. And from there, I go in conversation with Johnny, hey, what if we sing there, and if we skip that, maybe that line needs a word more. So together we finish it up. But lyric-wise, it's all Johnny, and he's a total free hand.
Yeah. When you first sat down to write stuff for this album, did you start just fresh with whatever ideas come to mind? Or did you go back and listen to Obliterate the Week, maybe to get a little bit of a continuation from that album? Or was it all just fresh?
It's all fresh, but it's if I look at my songs, because there is a difference between my writing and Thomas's songwriting, because we are the songwriters. And I think the combination of our little different way of writing makes the album so diverse. And for me personally, I didn't listen to the first album at all, but I do know as well on the first album and this album, this is exactly how I write my melodic brutal songs. It's just me. If it would do a third album, you never know, then it will be a logical sequence of what you have heard here now or on the first album. That's just I have some friends here around and some people who pretty good know me, and they always say, hey, that's a typical Alvin riff. So I might have created a sort of own style within the already existing style there is. But it's not that I don't think it's good to listen to a previous album or other bands. You just have to sit and you see what comes in mind and you record it, and if it's good you keep it and you continue, and if not you throw it away. And it's a for me, it's a natural process which comes from the heart. You know, if I have a good feeling, and like I said, I am high demanding on myself. If I think it's good, it's good. And yeah, of course, at the end, the world decides if it's real good. But
yeah, understood. Yeah,
this is the best I can do.
Well, for me. You did great. It sounds badass. I heard it. So, which is your favorite track?
I think Chaos Will Reign. The opening track. It's
yeah.
I think for me, it's one of the most balanced songs I wrote between melody and brutality. That's, but I also wrote on it. I wrote a song, and but for me, a special song on this album is the fifth or sixth song. This is the end, the slow one.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that is not a typical Alvin song, but still I wrote it, and I'm very proud of that one because it's so not me.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Yeah,
yeah. It's. But I always think, you know, every record needs a slower song. And
oh yeah,
I have no idea where I get those riffs from. But I just started writing here, and I thought, hey, this is cool. This is cool.
Maybe
so that's also a really special song for me.
Yeah, the album is out today, and I got to hear it. You guys can stream it now for the people listening to this interview. You guys can stream the album from Berserker Legion. Alwin, take us back a little bit to the past. When did you start? What made you pick up a guitar? Or did you hear a band? Or
yeah, actually, yeah, that's a long time ago, man. Yeah, I might have been 16 or 17. I can't remember, but I do remember, you know, the metal scene just started to grow here. And my best friend back in the days, he got asked to come sing in a band. I remember that. I was thinking, shit, if he goes in the band, I want in the band too, you know. And then the band where he was going to sing in, they also needed a bass player.
Okay.
And then I told that guitar player, the band was called Sick Excuse, very long time ago.
That's cool.
I asked the guitar player, hey, maybe I could do bass, but I don't have a bass. And he said, well, I have a bass. Maybe you can learn, you know. And so I took his bass to my house and all first pedal, and there I started to learn it myself, you know. And I think within a year I had a guitar, and So
yeah,
that's how I came into not metal, but into the band life. So it just started because they asked my friend. I wonder if they never would have asked my friend to be in a band, would I have done it? You know, I can't answer that.
Maybe you would have been a teacher or a lawyer or maybe a baseball player.
I still have a regular job as a technical engineer. So
okay, nice, very cool.
All music I do, even S-Fix, it's still a hobby for me. It has become a big hobby, but yeah. I still roll on passion. Everything I do for the music, because you know, I work a lot in the weekends. We do the shows. You have to be really dedicated if you want. Yeah. To live the life I live it like this, you know, because it takes a lot of time and energy, and you can't do it if the passion is not there. That's
yeah, of course, you gotta go 100%. Yeah,
yeah,
there is,
but,
I'm sorry,
it went how it went, huh? And now I make music for over 30 years.
Wow, so we're glad that you asked your friend if you can be in the band on bass or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was funny.
Awesome. There's a similar story. I know it's not. I know it's not a metal band. Real quick, there's a quick story on Motley Crue, the rock band, right? The story is that Nikki Sixx wanted to be in a band, and so the guy from the band told him to go get a guitar, and maybe he'll be in the band, right? So Nikki Sixx went to a music store and he stole a bass guitar. I mean, he didn't know the difference between a bass or guitar.
Oh God.
So now he's a bassist because of that. But at least he's in a band, right? Yeah, right.
Almost similar.
Almost, but you're a guitar player though. But anyway,
I did want to leave behind. If my best friend back then was to go in a band, I had to be in a band too. You know, I did want to leave behind.
Very cool.
But now my best friend, he never has been in bands for a long time, and I still do it. It's funny. Sometimes I still meet him here in town. So
that's cool. Cool story.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what is your music preference, Alwin? What do you listen to? What's on your playlist?
Yeah, well, it's like I told you, I'm a real death metal fan, more than thrash or hard rock or heavy metal.
Nice.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I listen to a Maiden, an Old Slayer, but mostly it's death metal on my vinyl player, you know. Still a vinyl collector, and I still have that weakness, what I told you before, that old Swedish melodic stuff, you know, where you can do such beautiful things with two guitars. If I listen to the old At the Gates, and I mean with old At the Gates, the one before Slaughter of the Soul, you know, like The Red in the Sky is ours, Terminal Spirit Disease is good, but there are also a lot of not that famous bands from that era who made beautiful albums, and I'm a melody guy, mostly.
That's cool.
To hear that. But, you know, once in a while, bands like Bolt Thrower are for me still the kings of death metal, you know?
Yeah, badass, yeah. Bolt Thrower.
They are sitting absolutely still on the throne of death metal.
Hell yeah, oh yeah.
And that will always be for me, you know? There are a lot of big bands. You have to Obituary, Morbid Angel. They all did it good back in the days. But Bolt Thrower are for me the kings. I don't know why. But you know, it's for me, it's mostly death metal, but it's or the melodic or the brutal part. I'm not really in the technical death metal. You know, music must have groove, and I'm kind of getting nervous when I hear a song with 200 riffs. You know, and if I hear a good part, I want to hear it 8 times or 12 times.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, not too complicated, just down to the point. And
a very good example for me is like, you know, Death, Scream, Bloody Gore.
Oh yeah,
Leprosy, and that, but it became more and more and more technical, and at some point I really could not listen to it anymore. And actually, I think it's even Spiritual Healing was already pretty on the edge for me, but then I stopped. And it's when it's too technical and the groove disappears, then it's very good what they do and they can play excellent, but I just can't listen to it.
Yeah, you got to be a musician, kind of like a technical kind of cut to enjoy that kind of stuff. Normal people, they're not going to enjoy all that 6/8 and 7/8 time signatures and different scales.
You
and
know, for me, I need to headbang on a rhythm.
There you go, exactly.
And on technical death metal, it's impossible.
Exactly. There you go. You said it all right there. Yep.
Yeah. I just like it. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Yeah. You know, as simple as possible.
4/4. Yeah. Simple.
And even if you look at the Berserker Legion albums, my songs are almost every song is a 4-count song. You know, it's easy listening. Still, a lot of happens, and you don't think about it if it's like 4 counts, but it's all easy listening music still.
Yeah, it's called good music, good metal, right? Yeah, for sure.
For me, yes.
Oh yeah, for sure. You got good stuff. So, give us an update real quick on Asphyx. What's going on there?
Oh, not much. We do our shows, and we slowly have talked about. Okay, we should start work on new songs. You know, it's. I think Necrosaurus is also 3 years old now. I can't remember.
About 3, yeah.
Yeah, so it's you know, like I said before, between the decision to go for a new album and to have the album really in your hand, so I mean writing and everything, well, it will take you more than a year, so it's about time to and we already talked about that, that we slowly should start working on new materials, and you know, in between we do our live shows, of course, and
oh yeah.
So it's but Asphyx always has been not so busy in releases. You know, 4 years between every record.
Yeah.
But I think that's good, because if you do it every 2 years, people will get bored after a while. And now, if you wait a bit longer, I notice they are really excited. And
yeah, there's a fan base there waiting for some new material. Yeah, it's about, as a fan, you know, it's about time. I know it's not easy going into the studio and dealing with the label and all that, and studio time, and but I mean, as far as fans go, I guess we are waiting for, it's time for a new one, right?
But we are, Asphyx is a lazy band.
So,
but we will be back.
We can.
Well, like I said, you know, recently, I think 1 or 2 months ago, we started to talk about that. Hey, it's about time to work on new material and record something next year, and maybe release it next year or early the year after.
Nice. Give us an update
on. You have to wait a little bit longer.
We'll wait. It's worth it. Some good music. Give us an update on. Let me see if I can pronounce this right. It's Escutcheon and Gods Forsaken. What's going on there? Is that in the past?
Escutcheon is my previous band. It's a chic word for a weapon shield.
Yeah.
But that band is dead. You know, I quit the band in 2009 because the motivation was a bit gone. But still, if people love Berserker Legion and my writing style, they should check out that album, because you will hear exactly the same style, but only with the worst production, because we didn't have any money back then. That band never became big. It was always a little bit local scene, you know.
Yeah.
But if you are into that melodic, that old Swedish melodic stuff, I think it's worth listening to it, because music-wise, it's. I think I have improved myself during the years. You know, I've become a better songwriter than I was back in those days with Escutcheon. But still, I think if you listen to that album and you are into that kind of music, you will love it.
Oh yeah.
About Godsforsaken, I did one album with them, and it has been quiet for such a long time, and I think at the moment I will not have the time for it to do that as well now, because I want to put a little bit more time and effort in Berserker Legion to promote it and to do some live shows and stuff. So, but Godsforsaken was fun.
One more update. How about Grand Supreme Blood Court? Is that also old?
That's a common question. It's because the album is from 2012, right? It's 11 years old already. We had some talks. It was right before Berserker Legion, before I started working on a second album, sometimes we have a feeling, hey, maybe we should do a new one. But then I said, well, okay, yeah, maybe, but at this moment I cannot think about it because I'm working on Berserker Legion. And I think because I really love that album, I think that album is a really brutal death metal anthem. And I'm not even sure 11 years later if we can do it as good as we did back then, because things have changed, of course. We are getting older. And with the full metal market today, with all releases, I'm not sure if it adds so much extra, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not closed, but it's not open. It's somewhere in between.
Yeah, it's just a hiatus. It's like on pause or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but a long pause, and like I said, maybe it brings nothing to release a new album 11 years later. You know, I have no idea because it has been 11 years.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, like I also said, you know, there are so much releases these days, so much bands coming with new records every month that I don't know if it adds something extra to the scene. It's but many people ask me about the Blood Court and what the status is, and they really would love to have a second album of the Blood Court. But like, yeah. I said, we are all 11 years older. Maybe we have different visions. I don't know if we would write a strong album as we did back then. Maybe we will. I don't know. It's not impossible. So we keep that open.
Cool. Here's a different question, Elwin. For a new band, up-and-coming new band, do you think they need a record label to make it out there? Or do you think they don't need it and you can just do it with social media by yourself?
Nah, yeah. So of course, social media is really powerful, but still, one thing social media doesn't have is the distribution.
True. Very true.
And I think distribution is one of the main things to get your album into other countries and you know, on I don't know, on metal markets, in record shops. And of course, you know, a label uses social media as well because they want to sell as much as possible.
Yeah.
And we want to sell as much as possible. But I think, of course, to release an album, you don't need a label anymore these days, because with social media, you already can reach a lot of people. But still, for example, this interview, advertisement in magazines and stuff. So I think a label is more helpful in spreading your name than just social media.
Yeah, exactly. Good point there. Good answer. Yeah. What's next for yourself, Elwin, after these interviews? What's on your agenda? What's on your schedule?
I'm flying to Mexico next weekend to do Hell in Heaven in Mexico City with S-Fix.
There you go. Nice. And then, wow.
Yeah, and then I think the week after we have a festival in Belgium, and then we have only one more show in Germany, and that's it for this year. And yeah, you know, for the next few weeks I will do some more interviews to promote the new album Chaos Will Reign as much as possible. And that's all I can do, and then I hope the people love it and they will support us and the metal scene in general, of course, because without the fans outside, we have no right to exist, you know.
Right.
It's as simple as that. So I'm always very thankful to the fans, very thankful.
Now that you said that, would you like to send a message to the fans, say something to them, people listening, right? You want to say something?
Yeah, of course, man. You know, I am... to all the fans, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's S-Fix or in this case Berserker Legion, a big thank you for supporting us all those years, you know, buying our music, visiting our concerts. Without you, we are nothing, and we know that very well, you know. Keep the metal alive, and I'm glad to be part of that worldwide family. Cheers.
Awesome. So for the listeners, you guys have access to Chaos Will Reign, Berserker Legion. It just dropped today, and you guys can purchase it, right? Where can they buy it? Is there a store? Where can we find you guys?
Yeah, if it's not in a local shop, which I don't think it is, it's of course only at the Listenable web shop. So our record label, Listenable Records, they have their web shop, and there you can buy you know, the final LP. The CD, and they also have those packages where you can get a CD with a t-shirt and a flag, so for a fair price. So, the fans will find it, listenable records, and then to go to the web shop.
Awesome. So, thank you for your time, Alwin. You're a cool guy and a cool chat and an awesome talent on the guitar. Great playing, great record.
Thank you very much. It was fun talking to you, and stay brutal, of course.
Awesome. Yeah, keep it metal, and we'll see you in Texas soon.
I will, man. Cheers, and bye-bye.
Awesome death metal, melodic death metal for you fanatics, us fanatics, because I am also a fanatic of all this stuff, right? So purchase this album, Chaos Will Reign, listenable records, and thank you, Alwin. Thank you for your time. Thank you for swinging by the podcast and speaking and promoting your brand new music, right? And also, we await new stuff from Asphyx. Support Asphyx too, guys. And girls, support Berserker Legion. You will not regret it. Stream it. They have some badass videos out there for you guys. So check it out. And as far as a podcast, don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell for all the content that we'll be putting out. So ring the bell, subscribe, follow us on social media. And of course, check out our sister station, JRocksMetalZone.com, for the best metal 24 hours a day, 7 days out of the week, melting your face. And on behalf of your friend James, from the third planet from the sun, going in circles around the sun, from the state of Texas in the US of A, a big shout out, and don't forget to keep it metal.